Today, Westpac cops a little fine. Hello again, I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to our latest post covering finance and property news with a distinctively Australian flavour. Today, ASIC said that Westpac had admitted breaching the responsible lending obligations when providing home loans and agreed to submit to a $35 million civil penalty to resolve federal court proceedings under National Consumer Credit Protection Act 2009, the National Credit Act. A three-week trial for this matter was due to commence in the federal court yesterday. The parties have jointly approached the federal court seeking orders that Westpac contravened the responsible lending provisions of the National Credit Act because its automated decision system, firstly, did not have regard to consumers' declared living expenses when assessing their capacity to repay home loans, and instead used a benchmark, the household expenditure measure. Second, for home loans to owner-occupiers with an interest-only period, they failed to use the higher repayments at the end of the interest-only period when assessing a consumer's capacity to repay the loan. For example, for a loan of $500,000 at 5.24% with a term of 30 years and a 10-year interest-only period, the assumed repayment using the incorrect method was $2,758 a month, whereas the actual repayment after the expiry of the interest-only period using the correct method was $3,336 per month. The litigation related to Westpac's home loan assessment process during the period December 2011 to March 2015, during which around 260,000 home loans were approved by Westpac's automated decision system. For approximately 50,000 home loans, Westpac received and did not use consumers' actual expense information that was higher than the household expenditure measure. And for approximately 50,000 home loans, Westpac used that incorrect method when assessing a consumer's capacity to repay a home loan at the end of the interest-only period. Of these approximately 100,000 loans, Westpac should not have approved approximately 10,500 loans. Now, if approved by the federal court, this will represent the largest civil penalty awarded under the National Credit Act. Westpac admitted contraventions of the National Credit Act, and the parties filed a statement of agreed facts and joint submissions as to the appropriate penalty. Westpac will also pay ASIC litigation and investigation costs. The National Credit Act provides consumer protections to ensure that credit providers make responsible inquiries about a borrower's financial situation, verify the information that they have obtained, and assess whether a loan contract will be unsuitable for the borrowers. The responsible lending laws are designed to ensure that lenders have regard to all relevant information about the consumers before approving a loan to minimise the risk of adverse outcomes for the consumer over the course of the loan. Lenders must have in place the right processes to ensure that they comply with these important obligations. Now, it's worth saying that the performance of these loans is in line with, or perhaps even better, than the broader book. And Westpac has today not made any admission that any of these loans were unsuitable for consumers at the time of their origination. And ASIC has today not alleged that any customers suffered specific loss or damage as a result of these admissions. But we think this is a big deal, as it provides more evidence of poor lending practice, with loans being assessed on the wrong basis. Not only is this illegal, but it also suggests that some have loans which are not suitable. Now, this is the tip of the iceberg, and frankly, it seems to me that Westpac has escaped with a relatively small price to pay. Indeed, you could say it's just the cost of doing business. However, the reputational impacts are significant. And we know that the practice of using HEM was widespread, as evidenced from the Royal Commission. So we think that Westpac has got off extremely lightly, given all the circumstances. As always, if you like what you've heard here today, please share and like the post and add a comment or question. And if you want to join the Growing Badder subscribers who receive alerts when we release new posts, do subscribe now. I'm Martin North, the Principal Analyst, Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you again next time.